بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات إنا لا نضيع أجر من أحسن عملا أولئك لهم جنات عدن تجري من تحتهم الأنهار يحلون فيها من أساور من ذهب ويلبسون ثيابا خضرا من سندس وإستبرق متكئين فيها على الأرائك نعم الثواب وحسنت مرتفقا. واضرب لهم مثل الرجلين جعلنا لأحدهما جنتين من أعناب وحففناهما بنخل وجعلنا بينهما زرعا. Yesterday we were discussing that Almighty Allah speaks, or rather Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala first spoke about Jahannam and the punishment and the abode of those that will be disobedient to Almighty Allah. And we promised our listeners the tour of Jannat and the tour of Paradise, which Almighty Allah Himself subsequently describes in the Quran Kareem, and Almighty Allah mentions it one after the other in the very same tartib. And Allah mentions, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, verily those who will bring Iman. We find that wherever Allah has promised anything on Iman, then He has not promised it on only Iman, but He has attached it with good actions. Anyway, in the Quran, turn the pages of the Quran, you will find if it is Jannat or it is لَنُحْيَيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا, it is a good life in this dunya, or it is bliss and joy in both the lives, it is this one and the life to come, then Allah has attached it with أَعْمَالِ صَالِحًا, and that is good actions. For Allah is explaining to us via these verses, through the mediation of these verses, Almighty Allah is explaining to us that Iman is not the mere proclamation of the kalima La ilaha illallah. If it was so, then Jannat is the cheapest thing. Wherein Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Ala inna sil'atallahi ghaliya, that behold, beware, the deal and the transaction with Almighty Allah is not cheap. Ala inna sil'atallahi ghaliya, behold, it is a very expensive deal, and it will mean your entire life to mold it in the manner shown to us by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's teachings covers the complete life of a Muslim from birth to death. It is a complete code and mode. So if you will follow it, then only will you be granted that success. Almighty Allah mentions in the Quran, وَبَشِّرِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, and O Nabi of Allah, give glad tidings to those who bring Iman, and again, عَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. What has Allah prepared for him? Jannat, rivers, تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ, that will be flowing beneath them. كُلَّمَا رُزِقُوا مِنْهَا مِنْ ثَمَرَةِ الرِّزْقَى قَالُوا هَذَا الَّذِي رُزِقْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِ. Almighty Allah will give you a variety of fruits. And Allah mentioned that such fruits which are not limited to any season and the supply of which will never be exhausted. Subhanallah. And while you'll be reclining in your couch, in your throne, beneath which rivers will be flowing, springs of water, and lahum fiha azwajum mutahara, pure woman of Jannat. In one hadith it comes that the woman of Jannat will be standing at the doors of Jannat and they will sing a few couplets. Ala wa nahnu al khalidatu fala namutu abada, wa nahnu al radiyatu fala naskhatu abada, wa nahnu al na'imatu fala naba'atu abada, wa nahnu al muqimatu fala narhalu abada, tuba liman kana lana wa kunna lah. Ala wa nahnu al khalidat, we are here forever and ever, we will never die. Wa nahnu al na'imatu fala naba'atu abada, we are young and we will remain attractive forever and ever. It comes in the hadith that the Jannati will enter into Jannat, Jurdum, Murdum, Mukahaleen. There will be absolutely no hair on his face, absolutely no hair on his body, Surma in his eyes. Ala Mawladi Isa, with the age of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, that is 33 years. Qalbu Ayyub, with the heart of Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam. Sabru Yusuf, Jamalu Yusuf, with the beauty of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. With the akhlaq of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Jihadun, the hair will be slightly curly. In these sifat, the dwellers of Jannat will enter into Jannat. Subhanallah, as they will enter, these women will welcome them with these couplets. Respected listeners, let us protect ourselves and guard ourselves from listening to the music of this dunya, which is haram. Almighty Allah has prepared women for us that will be singing for us. What will they be singing? بِتَحْمِيدِ wa وَتَقْدِيسِهِ. They will be singing the poems and the songs of the greatness and the glory of Almighty Allah, praising and hymning the glory of Almighty Allah. Woman of Jannah, إِنَّا أَنْشَأْنَاهُنَّ إِنْ شَاءَ فَجَعَلْنَاهُنَّ أَبْكَارًا عُرُبًا أَتْرَابًا عُرُبًا أَتْرَابًا. That will be lovable and will be of one age. We are here forever and ever. We will never depart from you. وَنَحْنُ النَّاعِمَاتُ فَلَا نَبْأَسُ أَبَدًا. And we will remain young. We will never become old. Always we will be attractive. وَنَحْنُ الْمُقِيمَاتُ فَلَا نَرْحَلُ أَبَدًا. And the beauty part of it is, وَنَحْنُ الرَّاضِيَاتُ فَلَا نَسْخَةُ أَبَدًا. We will be happy with our husband forever and ever. We will never be displeased. We all know what is the condition in this dunya. If perchance one day we have to buy something and we didn't buy it, we know what happens at home. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, I'm just giving one advice to my mothers and sisters out there. In Bukhari Sharif, under the chapter, Babu Kufrun, Babun Kufrun Duna Kufrin, Wa Kufran al-Ashir. Under this chapter, Imam Bukhari has mentioned one hadith. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, Uritu al-Nar, I was shown the fire of Jahannam. فَرَأَيْتُ أَكْثَرَ أَهْلِهَا النِّسَاءَ. So I found that it was occupied by women. So Sahaba Ikram asked, يَكْفُرْنَ بِاللَّهِ. O Nabi of Allah, why is it occupied by women? Is it that they are ungrateful to Almighty Allah? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, not to Allah. يَكْفُرْنَ الْعَشِيرِ. They are ungrateful to their husbands. Why, O Nabi of Allah? لَوْ أَحْسَنْتَ إِلَىٰ إِحْدَاهُنَّ الدَّهْرَ ثُمَّ رَأَتْ فِيكَ شَيْئًا قَالَتْ مَا رَأَيْتُ فِيكَ خَيْرًا قَدْتُ. If you are good to them from the day you got married to them and from the day you brought them in your home, for 20 years you gave them whatever they wanted and one day you didn't do what she wanted, what will she mention? مَا رَأَيْتُ فِيكَ خَيْرًا قَدْتُ. Allah's Qasam, I never seen any good in you. I don't know why I got involved with you. I had many proposals. I would have rather taken another proposal. مَا رَأَيْتُ فِيكَ خَيْرًا قَدْتُ. I never seen any good in you. They say this person went to the shop to buy a pair of gloves. So the assistant asked him, you want leather gloves or you want woolen gloves? So he says, anything. He says, you want blue or black? He says, anything. He says, what size you want? He says, any size. He says, look here, whatever I'm going to buy, my wife is going to return it tomorrow, so give me anything. So anyway, importance to my mothers and sisters to learn to be grateful to our husbands for their favors and their ni'mat and the bounties. Describing the woman of Jannah, they will mention that we will remain happy with our husbands forever and ever. قُلْ أَوْنَبِّئُكُمْ بِخَيْرٍ مِّنْ ذَلِكُمْ. Must I not tell you of something that is better than this world and whatever is in this world? My mothers and sisters, it comes in one hadith. Many a times we might wonder that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about the woman of Jannah. In one hadith it comes that the man will go and visit Almighty Allah. And when they return from Almighty Allah, there will be a different glow on their faces. But Almighty Allah will give his tajalli to the woman himself. Subhanallah. So when the men will return, there will be a different glow on their faces. And when they'll get home, then they will find that the wife's glow is different. There's a different nur on her. Why? Almighty Allah will give his tajalli personally to the woman. This is the ikram and the hospitality and the izzat that Almighty Allah will give to those pious women of Islam. قُلْ أَوْنَبِّئُكُمْ بِخَيْرٍ مِّنْ ذَلِكُمْ. Better than everything of this dunya. لِلَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا. Those who fear Almighty Allah. جَنَّات. تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. Forever and ever. وَرِضْوَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ. And the pleasure of Almighty Allah. Respected listeners, what can be greater than the pleasure of Almighty Allah? Wherein Almighty Allah himself will announce that today I am pleased with you. لَا أَسْخَطُ عَلَيْكُمْ بَعْدَهُ أَبَدًا. I will never ever be pleased with you. Almighty Allah mentions, إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي جَنَّاتٍ وَعُيُونَ. Verily, the God-fearing, the muttaqeen, they are in rivers, وَعُيُونَ, in springs. أُدْخُلُوهَا بِسَلَامٍ آمِنِينَ. As they will enter into Jannah, the malaika will give them greetings and salam from Almighty Allah. سَلَامٌ قَوْلًا مِّن رَبِّ الرَّحِيمِ. لَا يَسْمَعُونَ فِيهَا لَغْوًا وَلَا تَأْثِيمًا. No noise, no fighting, no arguments. وَنَذَعْنَا مَا فِي صُدُورِهِم مِّنْ غِلٍّ. Allah says, before they will enter into Jannah, I will remove all the pride, jealousy, hatred, animosity, greed, all these spiritual sicknesses. I will cleanse them and purify them of all these sicknesses. Thereafter it will be told to them to go and enjoy the ni'mat of Jannah. إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي مَقَامٍ أَمِينٍ. Aman. In the dunya, if you overeat, it's a problem. If you undereat, it's a problem. If you constipated, it's a problem. If you got diarrhea, it's a problem. If you got a headache, it's a problem. If you got money, it's a problem. If you haven't got money, it's a problem. If you haven't got money, you have to stay without things. And if you got money, you're living in fear. This is the life that we are living. But the life of Akhirat, fi maqamin amin, aman, that is ease, comfort, security, pleasure, joy, bliss, happiness, only good and good from Almighty Allah, one after the other. يَلْبَسُونَ مِنْ سُنْدُسٍ وَإِسْتَبْرَقٍ مُتَقَابِلِينَ كَذَلِكَ وَزَوَّجْنَاهُمْ بِحُورٍ عِينٍ. And Almighty Allah will perform your nikah with the woman of Jannah. My respected listeners, if we will be obedient to Almighty Allah in this dunya and make effort on ourselves, our wives and our children, then Almighty Allah will unite us in Akhirat. Almighty Allah will create muhabbat and unity among us in Jannah, wherein we will need the unity and we will need the company of our family. What good there will be if Almighty Allah sees you in Jannah, your husband in Jahannam, or your children in Jahannam? What good will there be in the Jannah? How can a person enjoy Jannah without his family? So if we will make effort on ourselves, our families, then Almighty Allah will give us Jannah and Allah will unite us in Jannah. كُلُوا وَشْرَبُوا هَنِيئًا بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. Almighty Allah will mention that in this dunya you abstain from food and drink in the month of Ramadan because of me. Now satisfy your passions and satisfy your desires. Subhanallah, when he will be flowing and he will be sitting in the boat of Jannah with his family and moving in the rivers of Jannah. لَا يَعْلَمُ السَّعَتَهَا إِلَّا اللَّهِ. The length and the width of this boat cannot be described by anyone other than Almighty Allah. The fish will approach him. Ya Abdullah, turidu an ta'kulani matbukhan aw mashwiya. O friend of Allah, do you want to eat me, bride or fried? How do you want to eat me? While he will be reclining, one bird will come fly to him. Inni akaltu min thimari al-jannah. I ate from the fruit of Jannah. Wa sharibtu min ayni salsabil. And I drank from the springs of Jannah. Wa ra'aytu min riyad al-jannah. And I fly merrily in the gardens of Jannah, beneath the throne of Allah, beneath the arsh of Almighty Allah. Don't you desire me? This bird will come in front of him and present himself. Today, if a person wants a fish or he wants a bird, how much effort has to be made? Your Almighty Allah will make it such that the animals will come at your disposal and ask you, don't you want me? Subhanallah. Anything that he will desire, the thought will cross his mind, and before his eyes will open, it will be in front of him. Wallah, this is a reality and this is the place that Almighty Allah has prepared for us. وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ. Allah says that person who fears Almighty Allah, Allah has prepared two jannats for him. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ ذَوَاتَا أَفْنَانِ. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ فِيهِمَا عَيْنَانِ تَجْرِيَانِ. Two springs will be flowing in front of him. فِيهِمَا مِنْ كُلِّ فَاكِهَةٍ زَوْجَانِ. Every type of fruit will be in front of you. Subhanallah. Thereafter Almighty Allah says, such woman Allah has created. فِيهِنَّ قَاصِرَاتُ الطَّرْفِ لَمْ يَتْمِثْهُنَّ إِنْسٌ قَبْلَهُمْ وَلَا جَانٌ. Such woman whose gaze will be low and they will be placed in such a room wherein there will be no door. So when the Jannati will come, he will say, Ya Allah, where is this door? So Allah will command it to open there and there, and he will enter, and then Allah will tell him, if there was a door, then perhaps this thought would have crossed your mind that someone was visiting her. But now that you've seen that there was no door, so you know it wasn't possible for no other man to come and visit her. I have created her, inna ansha'nahunna insha'a. I have created her solely and only for you. Why in this dunya, when you were working and you were surrounded by women and you could satisfy your passion and your desire, but you lowered your gaze and you suppressed your desires, you also had that jazba and you also had that desire. But looking at the amr of Almighty Allah, you lowered your gaze. Today Allah has prepared this for you. Go and enjoy yourself in the ni'mat of Jannah. وَجَزَاهُمْ بِمَا صَبَرُوا جَنَّةً وَحَرِيرًا. Allah says, this is all the badla of the patience that you had in this dunya. مُتَّكِئِينَ فِيهَا عَلَى الْأَرَائِكِ لَا يَرَوْنَ فِيهَا شَمْسًا وَلَا زَمْهَرِيرًا. There will be no sun. It will be completely comfortable. In other words, it won't be too hot, it won't be too cold. According to one tafsir, زَمْهَرِيرًا means qamar, that is moon. وَدَانِيَةً عَلَيْهِمْ ظِلَالُهَا وَذُلِّلَتْ قُطُوفُهَا تَذْلِيلًا. وَيُطَافُ عَلَيْهِمْ بِآنِيَةٍ مِّن فِضَّةٍ وَأَكْوَابٍ كَانَتْ قَوَارِيرًا. And utensils made of gold and silver of Jannah. Who will bring this? وَيَطُوفُ عَلَيْهِمْ وِلْدَانٌ. Young, handsome lads. So handsome and so beautiful. إِذَا رَأَيْتَهُمْ. Allah says, when you will look at them, حَسِبْتَهُمْ لُؤْلُؤًا مَنْثُورًا. You'll think that these are pearls and these are diamonds. Why? They have been created by Almighty Allah. وَإِذَا رَأَيْتَ ثَمَّ رَأَيْتَ نَعِيمًا وَمُلْكًا كَبِيرًا. And when you look at the palaces of Jannah and the rivers of Jannah. What rivers of Jannah? Pure wine, pure milk, pure honey, leave the milk out of the fridge. What happens? When the wife sends us to buy milk also, then what she says, you must look at the date on the setter. One day out of the fridge and the milk is off. This will be rivers of milk. Abstain from consuming wine and liquor. Allah has prepared khamrin ladzatin lisharibin la fiha ghawlu wa la hum anha yunzafun. Such wine which will not intoxicate you. Such wine, it comes in the hadith that for 40 years the majlises of wine will continue drinking, and they will sit and discuss. Wa aqbala ba'dhum ala ba'd yatasaalun. They will sit and discuss, you know, we were in the world and how I knew you in this world, and we all were worried about akhirat and we were worried about qabr. Qad mannallahu alayna. Allah has been so merciful to us. How nice today all that life has passed, that whole hustle and bustle of this dunya, and then we went away into our graves, and how long we rested. They will sit and discuss this. Thereafter one of them will ask, are we not going to die? Illa mawtatan al-ula wa ma nahnu bi munsharin. After this, are we still going to die? So someone will mention, no, only that first death that we had to taste in this dunya, now it's over forever and ever. فَاطَّلَعَ فَرَآهُ فِي سَوَاءِ الْجَحِيمِ قَالَتَ اللَّهِ إِن كِتَّ لَتُرْدِينَ. He'll say, come, let's go visit. Let's go see who's in Jahannam. When he'll peep in Jahannam, Ya Allah, what happened to you? But I knew you in this dunya. قَالَتَ اللَّهِ إِن كِتَّ لَتُرْدِينَ وَلَوْلَا نِعْمَةُ رَبِّي لَكُنْتُ مِنَ الْمُحْضَرِينَ. How merciful is Allah, that had it not been for the mercy of Allah, I would have also been in Jahannam. Thereafter they will come and praise Almighty Allah, and for majlises it will carry on. Ibn Kathir rahmatullah alayhi writes in his tafsir that the time will come when insan will be blessed with the tajalli of Almighty Allah and the sight of Almighty Allah. Then for 40 years his eyes will be glued to Almighty Allah. Subhanallah. Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam ko dekkar, when they seen Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam, those women, and they were taken aback by the beauty of Yusuf alayhi salam, they cut their hands off. So what must be the beauty of the Lord of Yusuf? What to Yusuf ka Rab hai, jisko dekkar pal ke bajaye haath kaat diye, to Yusuf ke Rab ka kya jamal hoga? What must be the beauty of the Lord of Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam? What will be the condition, respected listeners, when we'll be blessed with the sight of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? That Aisha radiyallahu anha says, they seen Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam and they cut their hands. Allah's qasam, if they had to see my Nabi, they would have chopped they would have cut their hearts off. We will be sitting, and when we look on our right will be Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On our left is Allahu Akbar Ibrahim Khalilullah. In front of us is Musa Kaleemullah. At the back of us is Adam Safiyullah, Nuh Najiyullah, Ismail Zabihullah, Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali. Subhanallah, radiyallahu anhum wa arda. This beautiful gathering by such great, great people, Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam, Shuhada, Saliheen, Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, Imam Shafi, all these great eminent learned scholars who we heard about, today they will be in front of us. We make dua to the Almighty Allah. Allahumma thabbitna ala al-Iman, wa amitna ala al-Iman, wa ahshurna yawm al-qiyamati ma'al muttaqina ma'al Iman. Oh Allah, keep us with Iman, take us with Iman, and resurrect us with Iman and with those that had taqwa and those that were God-fearing. Oh Allah, reckon us and resurrect us with those people on the day of Qiyamah. So Almighty Allah says, wujuhun yawma idhin na'imah لِسَعْيِهَا رَاضِيَةً. Some faces on that day will be very happy. Why? لِسَعْيِهَا رَاضِيَةً. That today they are receiving their wages. Today is the day of results. فِي جَنَّةٍ عَالِيَةً لَا تَسْمَعُ فِيهَا لَاغِيَةً فِيهَا عَيْنٌ جَارِيَةً فِيهَا سُرُرٌ مَرْفُوعَةً وَأَكْوَابٌ مَوْضُوعَةً. And at the same time, some faces will be deprived of the sight of Almighty Allah. Some faces, tarhaquhum zilla. Some faces will be deprived of the didar of Almighty Allah. Kalla, innahum ar rabbihim yawma idhin lamahjubun. That is why the greatest displeasure that will be to a disbeliever on the day of Qiyamah, other than his abode being hellfire, when he will see that he will be deprived of the sight of his own Lord. Allahu Akbar. That is the time he will say, Ya laytani kuntu turaba. I wish I can be converted into sand. When he will see that the animals will be brought in front of Almighty Allah, and revenge will take place. In other words, if one animal oppressed another animal, this animal will be given an upper hand, and thereafter all these animals will be converted into sand. At that time, when the disbeliever will see this, he will desire that, I wish I can also be converted into sand. Ya laytani kuntu turaba. So respected listeners, Almighty Allah has in the Quran in several places described this Jannat and described this paradise. And Almighty Allah says, Wallahu yad'u ila daris salam. Allah is giving you da'wat and Allah is inviting you to His house. Allah is inviting you to His paradise. A person tells you, you know what, you must come to my house. I got a swimming pool and I got a jacuzzi and I got this here and I got a trampoline. You must bring your children. And you know what, to bring your children, we've got, I got toys there for your children and I got this. We've got a bright place. He gives you a whole description of his house. Why? He's inviting you to come home. Make yourself comfortable. Come for a weekend with the children. Bring your wife over. Allah is saying, O Muslims, this is what Allah has prepared for you. I've got this for you. I've got palaces for you. I've got rivers for you. I've got such trees for you. لَوِرْ تَحَلْتَ جِرَعًا مِّنْ إِبْلِكِ. That if you mount onto your camel and you go in the shade of this tree, حَتَّى تَنْكَسِرَ تَرْقُوتُهُ harima, till that animal collapses. You travel for 100 years. It comes in the hadith. Then too, you cannot encompass the shade of one tree. Traveling in the shade of one tree for 100 years. Allahu Akbar. And what about Jannatul Firdaus, وَسَقْفُهُ عَرْشُ الرَّحْمَانِ, the roof of which is nothing other than the throne of Almighty Allah, the Arsh of Allah, the Kursi of Almighty Allah, the Khazanas of Almighty Allah, Jannat of Almighty Allah, Jahannam of Almighty Allah, what He has prepared for insan, Subhanallah. And one riwayat in Kanzul Ummal, it comes that when the Hafiz will enter, إِنَّ فِي الْجَنَّةِ نَهْرَى, there is one river, إِسْمُهُ رَيَّان, the name of this river is Rayyan, عَلَيْهِ مَدِينَةٌ مِّن مَرْجَان, one palace Allah has built, لَهُ سَبْعُونَ أَلْفَ بَاب, the palace has 70,000 doors, لِحَامِلِ الْقُرْآنِ, how many thousand of hufaz there are in this dunya, each one will have this palace, consisting of 70,000 doors. How great are the khazanas of Almighty Allah. وَعِنْدَهُ مَفَاتِحُ الْغَيْبِ لَا يَعْلَمُهَا إِلَّا هُوْ وَإِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا عِنْدَنَا خَزَائِنُ. What must be the khazanas of Almighty Allah? This jannat, that the person who will be granted the smallest jannat will be 10 times the size of this dunya. So what must be this khazana of Almighty Allah in this jannat? Allah is describing this jannat. And just like that person gives you a description of his house to invite you, likewise Allah is describing his akhirah. Is there anyone? وَسَارِعُوا إِلَىٰ مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضِ. Let's stand up and run towards jannat. Jannatun, the worth of which is عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضِ, the worth of which is equivalent to the 7 heavens and the 7 earths. Umair ibn Hamam Ansari radiyallahu anhu, the elan is made, the reality of Jannat is in front of him. He has understood that this life is temporary, the life of Akhirat is eternal. Subhanallah, لَإِنْ حَيِّيتُ حَتَّى آكُلَ مِنْ تَمَرَاتِ هَذِهِ إِنَّهَا لَحَيَاتٌ طَوِيلَةٌ. If I must survive till I must partake from this khajur, then I am extending my life too long, unnecessary stay in this dunya, in vain time. I'm wasting my time in this dunya. لَإِنْ حَيِّيتُ, I'll have to eat this. Then after I'll have to digest it. He threw that kajur one side. He jumped into the battlefield till he was martyred. Why? He's seen Jannat. That Sahabi Anas radiyallahu anhu says, I can get the smell of Jannat wara'a Uhud, behind the mountain of Uhud. One Sahabi comes to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rasulallah, rajulun aswad al-lawn, qabihul wajh, la malali in qataltu fa aina ana. O Nabi of Allah, I am dark in complexion. No one has time to look at me. I have no wealth. I haven't got features, O Nabi of Allah. If I will fight in the path of Almighty Allah and I am martyred, what will Allah give me? In Hayatul Sahaba, this hadith is there. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah has prepared. Taqaddama, he jumps into the battlefield. Qatala, he fights most fiercely. Hatta qutila, until he was martyred. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Subhanallah, لقد طيب الله لقد كسر الله مالك وطيب ريحك. Subhanallah, you are speaking that you had no wealth. Allah has built palaces in Jannat. You are speaking that you are dark in complexion. I can actually see the woman of Jannat fighting over you. Respected listeners, this is the very same Jannat that Allah is inviting us towards. The verses that I just recited, أولئك لهم جنات عدن تجري من تحتهم الأنهار يحلون فيها من أساور. Almighty Allah says, there will be gardens of eternity. Beneath them, rivers will flow. They will be adorned therein with bracelets of gold. And they will wear green garments of fine silk and heavy brocade. Then Allah mentions, they will recline therein on raised thrones. Now yesterday we discussed that Almighty Allah says, what a dreadful drink and what an evil or uncomfortable couch to recline on. Now Almighty Allah mentions here, ni'ma sawab wa hasunat murtafaqa, how good the recompense and how beautiful a couch to recline on. Allah is making taqabul and Allah is explaining the difference. That was the abode of those that were disobedient to us. And Allah has explained it to us in the Quran. Take Qarun and Musa alayhi salatu was salam. Take Qarun and Fir'aun. Take Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Abu Jahl. Take Namrud and Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam. Those that were disobedient and what happened to them. And likewise those that were obedient to the message and who responded to the message of the Nabi, what was their abode. Now Allah has described Jannat and Jahannam. Very, very briefly I have discussed it. Indeed, we need one whole day to speak about Jannat. Inshallah, we will speak in the future lessons to come. But Almighty Allah describes Jannat repeatedly in the Quran. And very briefly, I drew a picture of Jannat. Who doesn't want this Jannat? I won't ask who wants this Jannat. We all want this Jannat, respected listeners. It comes in the hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, Man ishtaqa ila al-jannah sara'a ila al-khayrat. Whoever desires Jannat, and if he is genuine in his claim, then he will run towards the obedience of Almighty Allah. وَمَنْ أَشْفَقَ مِنَ النَّارِ لَهَا عَنِ الشَّهَوَاتِ. And whoever fears the fire of Jahannam, he will give up all the comforts of this dunya. وَمَنْ رَاقَبَ الْمَوْتِ تَرَكَ اللَّذَّاتِ. And whoever ponders over death, he gives up all the luxurious things of this dunya. وَمَنْ زَهَدَ فِي الدُّنْيَا هَانَتْ عَلَيْهِ الْمَصَائِبِ. And that man who divorces the comfort and the luxury of this world, هَانَتْ عَلَيْهِ الْمَصَائِبِ, the problems of this world become insignificant in him, in his eyes, because he knows it's temporary. So if he loses a car or he loses a job, he knows it's temporary. هَانَتْ عَلَيْهِ الْمَصَائِبِ. But if he makes this dunya everything, then the loss of the slightest thing or the least harm of this dunya will bring great pain to him. Why? Because he has taken this world as everything. May Almighty Allah make us amongst those fortunate souls who make effort towards akhirat. May Almighty Allah make us amongst those fortunate souls who will be granted the Naam-e Amal in their right hand. And may Almighty Allah save us and save the entire creation of Almighty Allah from the fire of Jahannam. And may Almighty Allah not only grant us Jannat, but may Allah grant us Jannatul Firdaus. Say Ameen, respected listeners. And may Almighty Allah grant us the Jiwar and the neighborhood of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah make us among those fortunate servants who are granted water from the Hawz-e-Kawthar or the Mubarak hands of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And finally, may Almighty Allah make us among those fortunate souls who are blessed with the Didar of Almighty Allah. May Allah make us among those people. May Allah take us with Iman that when Ibrahim ibn Adam rahmatullah alayhi was, someone met him, someone told him that give us some advice. He says, Ibrahim is pondering over something. When he gets the answer, then he will come. So it was asked to him, what are you pondering over? He says, I'm pondering that when the angel of death will come and the angel of death will ask Allah regarding me that, oh Allah, this person, must I take his soul with the Muslims or with the disbelievers? In other words, at that time, I'm pondering and it brings tears to my eyes that what will be the final answer that will come out from my Lord and my Master regarding me? Will Allah say that reckoning with the Muslims or will Allah say reckoning with the disbelievers? At that same time, respected listeners, we hope from Almighty Allah that is Raja, and at the same time we must have that khawf also and that fear. For indeed, Iman is between hope and fear. May Almighty Allah keep us with Iman, take us with Iman, and resurrect us with Iman. Wa akhiru da'wana.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. واضرب لهم مثل الرجلين جعلنا لأحدهما جنتين من أعناب وحففناهما بنخل وجعلنا بينهما زرعا كلتا الجنتين آتت أكلها ولم تظلم منه شيئا وفجرنا خلالهما نهرا وكان له ثمر فقال لصاحبه وهو يحاوره فقال لصاحبه وهو يحاوره أنا أكثر منك مالا وأعز نفرا.
We discussed Jannat and we discussed Jahannam. Almighty Allah, as it has been the practice of the Quran in all the juz, Almighty Allah explains anything that He wants to explain via a parable and an example. Allah explained to us Jannat and Jahannam, which we have been discussing briefly in the last two lessons. Now Almighty Allah gives us the example of two brothers of Bani Israel. That after discussing Jannat and Jahannam, the ball is in our court. Allah has given us this option. On one occasion, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu told someone that lift your leg up. He was standing, so he lifted his leg up. After that, Ali radiallahu anhu told him, lift the other leg. So he mentions to Ali radiallahu anhu that I am unable to. So Ali radiallahu anhu on that explained that this is the exact example of a person who wants to do good. When he lifts his leg, half must come from him and the balance will come from Almighty Allah. Allah gives the example of two brothers in Bani Israel.
وَاضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ الرَّجُلَيْنِ جَعَلْنَا لِأَحَدِهِمَا جَنَّتَيْنِ مِنْ أَعْنَابِ.
Set forth to them, O Nabi of Allah, the parable of two men, the example of two men. For one of them we provided two gardens of grapevines, one of whom was a mu'min and the other was a kafir. So the one that was a disbeliever, Allah in His wisdom knows best, he had everything of this world. Now how it actually happened was that they inherited 8,000 dinars, and naturally they had to split it two. They had to split it half amongst themselves, so 4,000 for one and 4,000 for the other. So the one purchased the land, the one that was a disbeliever, he purchased the land. So the other brother, he purchased the land from Almighty Allah. Says, O Allah, Allahumma inna fulalan qad ishtara minka ardan wa inni ashtari minka ardan fil jannah. O Allah, my brother bought a land in this world and I am purchasing a land from you in Jannat. Thereafter he built a house, bana daran. So this brother said, Allahumma inni ashtari minka daran fil jannah. Every time he mentioned this, he used to give in charity 1,000 dinars. So the first time when he purchased the land, he gave 1,000 dinars. Thereafter he said, O Allah, I'm building a house in Jannah, and he gave 1,000 dinars in charity. Thereafter this brother got married. So he said, O Allah, Allahumma inni akhtubu imra'atan min nisa'i ahli al-Jannah, that I am proposing to one of the women of Jannah. And he gave 1,000 sadaqah. Thereafter this brother bought many other things. And this Muslim brother, the mu'min, he also gave that in charity and he said, O Allah, you give me the reward in the akhirat. So this brother utilized, the kafir, the disbeliever, utilized all his wealth in the things of this world, in putting up a mansion, in putting up a business, purchasing a plot, etc. And the other brother used all his money in the akhirat so that it can bring benefit for him in the life to come. So basically he had nothing left, materially speaking. He was penniless in the eyes of people.
وَضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ الرَّجُلَيْنِ جَعَلْنَا لِأَحَدِهِمَا جَنَّتَيْنِ مِنْ أَعْنَابِ.
We provided two gardens of grapevines. And Allah says,
وَحَصَفْنَاهُمَا بِنَخْلِ.
We surrounded them with date palms.
وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمَا ذَرْعًا.
And between that there was vegetation. In other words, as far as the world was concerned, he was fortunate, he was lucky, he was blessed, he attained his goal, he hit his target, he knows what his life. People's mouths were watering for him. As far as the world was concerned, he had everything. Why? Because Jannat and Jahannam was not a reality for him. I'll mention one thing here. Yesterday we discussed Jannat, for which our mouths are watering, but there is a little bitter pill that we'll have to swallow, and that is we'll have to understand that Jannat can only be achieved via the bridge of death. All of our mouths are watering for death, for Jannat, but when it is the topic of death, then don't frighten us. Another topic, it's a bitter pill, but Jannah can only be achieved via the bridge of death. Al-mawtu jasrun yasilu al-habibu ila al-habib. Death is one bridge. That is why it comes in the hadith. Almighty Allah mentions that when I want to take the soul, or I command the angel to take the soul of a chosen servant of mine, he dislikes death, but he doesn't realize that what is beyond death is much better than death. What is after, what is to come after his eyes will close. And it can only come after his eyes are closed. But he doesn't want his eyes to close. Why? He doesn't desire death. مَنْ أَحَبَّ لِقَاءَ اللَّهِ أَحَبَّ اللَّهُ لِقَاءَهُ وَمَنْ كَرِهَ لِقَاءَ اللَّهِ كَرِهَ اللَّهُ لِقَاءَهُ. Whoever desires to meet Allah, Allah also awaits his arrival. And whoever dislikes meeting Allah, Allah doesn't want to meet him also. So Almighty Allah mentioned that this person had everything of this dunya. Because Jannat and Jahannam was not a reality, creating the rabt and the link with the ayat before, because it was not a reality, so he utilized all his money in this dunya. We find on one occasion, Malik bin Dinar rahmatullah alayhi was walking with Ja'far Sulaiman rahmatullah alayhi, and they passed by one palace or one house that was being constructed, and there was a young boy seated on the side. So Malik bin Dinar rahmatullah alayhi asked this boy, after greeting him and having a chat with him, asks him, كم نويت أن تنفق على هذا القصر؟ Oh youngster, how much do you desire spending in the construction of this particular building of yours? He says, 100,000 dirham. I wish to spend 100,000 dirham. Malik bin Dinar rahmatullah alayhi told him, how about giving me this money? فأضعه في حقه, so then I can utilize this money in a much better avenue, which will bring reward and earn reward for you, and which will bring good your way in this world and the life to come. How will I do this? I will give you in exchange of this 100,000 dirhams, one palace in Jannat, أفيح من قصرك هذا, which is much better than this palace of yours. لم تمسه يد, no man has placed his hand on this. ملاطها المسك, ملاطها المسك, the plaster is musk. ترابه الزعفران, the sand is زعفران. حصباؤها اللؤلؤ, no person has constructed this house. قال لها العزيز, through the will and the power of Almighty Allah it came into existence. It is much better than this palace of yours. So this youngster told Malik bin Dinar rahmatullah alayh, give me a night, let me sleep over the matter, and tomorrow I'll come back to you. Anyway, the next morning he comes back with the large sum, the lump sum, and he comes and he presents it before Malik bin Dinar rahmatullah alayh, and he says, I want to do this transaction in this deal with you, that I'll pay you here, that you're going to give me a palace in Jannat. After all, Malik bin Dinar rahmatullah alayh was no ordinary man. He had that link and that bond with his creator. So he writes, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. هذا ما ضمن مالك بن دينار لفلان بن فلان. إني قد اشتريت لك قصرا في الجنة بصفته كما وصفت والزيادة على الله. That I have purchased for you in exchange of this wealth a palace in Jannah as I have just described it. Over and above my description is in the hands of Allah. In other words, if Allah wants to give you a better palace, then that is in the hands of Almighty Allah. Wassalam, Malik ibn Dinar. Subhanallah, this is a person who has love for Allah, and he has that link and that attachment and that bond with Almighty Allah. So see what authority Almighty Allah gives him. In Muslim Sharif, there is one hadith, one sahabi says that I came in the house of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was someone standing at the door. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Iftah wa bashirhu bil jannah, open the door and give him the glad tidings of Jannah. Jannate taqseem ho rahi thi. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was distributing Jannah. Thereafter, the next man knocks the door. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Iftah wa bashirhu bil jannah, open the door and give him the glad tidings of Jannah. Several sahaba came like this. Fortunate were those people who happened to come there. And of course, it didn't happen coincidentally. It was from the taqdeer that Allah had written for those Jannah. They were there. This sahabi mentions that I'm making dua in my heart that where is my brother? I wish my brother can come here. Jannats are being distributed. And he's peeping out of the window to try and get hold of his brother that please come here, because anyone who's coming here, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying, open the door and give the glad tidings. Open the door and give the glad tidings. After all, it wasn't meant for him. Of course, inshallah, he will be a Jannati. But on that particular occasion, the glad tidings were not meant for him. So his brother did not pitch up. Corroborating this incident, that is why I mentioned this hadith. Anyway, this youngster took this piece of paper and he went away. Hardly 40 days have passed. Malik bin Dinar rahmatullah alayhi enters into the masjid. And as he enters, dakhal al-mihrab, he enters into the mihrab, wherein the imam leads the salah. He finds on a piece of paper, maktubin bila midadin, it is written in invisible ink. Midad ink, bila midadin, invisible ink. What's written? قَدْ وَفَّيْنَا الشَّعْبَ الْقَصْرَ الَّتِي وَعَدْتَ, we gave that youngster the palace that you promised him, and we gave him one 70 times better than your promise. Malik bin Dinar rahmatullah alayhi was fascinated. And he was taken aback. Ya Allah, what is this? Immediately he goes to this particular youngster's house. Mamlu'un bil buka. Before he approaches the house, he can hear moaning and groaning. He inquires there, Assalamu alaikum. Musawwadun bil buka. What has happened? 3 days ago, the youngster passed away. Can I get in touch with the man that gave him ghusl? Yes, no problem, so and so. He gets in touch with him, mentions and narrates the whole incident that this is a particular paper I found. You gave him ghusl prior to him leaving this world. Did he mention anything? He says, yes, when I leave this dunya, then place this paper between my kafan and my body, because this is the ticket of Jannah that I have with me. And I placed it, Allah's qasam, I placed it between his body and his kafan, and today you have it in front of him. Someone who witnessed this whole incident, they came to Malik bin Dinar rahmatullah alayhi and they said, yes, double the amount. Promise us also a palace in Jannah. He says, hayhat, hayhat, now it's too late. At that time, very few wanted to believe me. Those who believe me are fortunate. Those who did not believe, it's too late for them. So, he utilized his money, not in extending the house. Instead of putting up a palace in this world, he put up a palace in Akhirat. I am explaining it in accordance to this incident. The one brother took this 4,000 dinars and he used it for a palace in Akhirat. And the other brother put up a palace in this world. Respected listeners, we are not asked to divorce ourselves from the world and to forsake the comfort of this dunya. But at the same time, apart from that charity which Allah has made obligatory upon us, which is zakat, which we have to discharge, apart from that, to take out some money for the needy, for the destitute, for Islamic centers, to promote the deen of Almighty Allah. How much are we contributing in these avenues of good so that it can earn reward for us in the life to come? Anyway, Almighty Allah explains that the one brother had everything of this dunya. Now I'll explain one point here. Wealth itself is not disliked by Almighty Allah. A person can be wealthy also and he can be obedient to Allah. It doesn't mean if a man is wealthy, he is proud. No, pride is a quality which can be possessed by a pauper and a wealthy man. And simplicity at the same time is a quality which can be achieved by a wealthy man and a pauper at the same time. They say, Dil ki kaifiyat ka naam hai takabbur. It is the quality, it is a condition that prevails in the heart. It is a quality and it is an attribute which can be achieved by any person. Simplicity can be achieved by any person. But generally speaking, wealth follows up with pride, status, and all these qualities, they generally follow up with wealth. Now, just explaining this, the point that I mentioned, كلتا الجنتين آتت أكلها ولم تظلم منه شيئا وفجرنا خلالهما نهرا. Allah says he had everything of this dunya. There wasn't a shortage of anything. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in one hadith, La khayra fi mu'minin, la khayra fi muslimin, la yadhhab maluhu wa la yasqam jismuhu. There is no good in that Muslim in whose way no difficulties and no problems come. Whether it means materially, in other words, loss to his business, or he loses his car, or any material loss, or physically, sickness, illness, pain, agony, distress, all these types of physical problems. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, if a problem and sickness doesn't come to any person, then this is not a good sign, it is a bad sign. كلتا الجنتين آتت أكلها ولم تظلم منه شيئا. Allah said, this man had no problem. In fact, each of those gardens brought forth its produce and failed not in the leaf therein. In other words, every year he had harvest. Everything was flourishing. Everything was green and prosperous. وَفَجَّرْنَا خِلَالَهُمَا نَهَرًا. And in the midst of this, we caused a river to flow. Now, because he had everything of this dunya, the devil beautified it in his eyes that this is everything. There's no life to come. So what does he say? وَكَانَ لَهُ ثَمَر. He had many things besides that. فَقَالَ لِصَاحِبِهِ وَهُوَ يُحَاوِرُهُ. Now he was boasting with his companion, his brother. Says, you know who I am? I have 3 firms. I have a Volvo, I have a Mercedes, I have a BM, 2 cells in my pockets, 500 people behind me, so many bank balances. My one son is in America, my other son is in Australia, a doctor chair, one is a lawyer, one is a professor, one is an engineer. Sorry to say, we find some people, whenever you see them, they can only brag about themselves. You know that, you read that article that was about me. You seen that sale that is about our new shop that we opening up. Now, alhamdulillah, business has picked up very well from 3 to 4. But who's asking you all your business? Why are you telling us? We don't want to know about it. Same thing here. Bragging about what is happening. وَهُوَ يُحَاوِرُهُ. He is bragging to his companion. أَنَا أَكْثَرُ مِنْكَ مَالًا. What you got? What you own? Who knows you? Me, look at all the things around you. It's all my effort, it's all my sweat that I have put together. Today you can see this. أَنَا أَكْثَرُ مِنْكَ مَالًا. One is a person mentioned something, what they say, تَحْدِيث بِالنِّعْمَةِ. In other words, Alhamdulillah, I'm grateful to Allah. Allah has given me this shop, and Allah has given me these children, and Allah has given me so much of wealth. In other words, expressing your gratitude to Allah. Alhamdulillah, وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. That the Quran invites you to do. But one is ananiyat. One is to show how great you are and what you can achieve and what you achieve, and to prove the others to be helpless and weak. This is what the Quran negates, and this is what the Quran dislikes, and it is against the teachings of Islam. And this is the exact thing that this brother was doing. What he says, أَنَا أَكْثَرُ مِنْكَ مَالًا. I have much more wealth than you. وَأَعَزُّ نَفَرًا. And compare my army to you, your army. No one knows you. You're a beggar sitting on the corner of the street, asking for money, asking for 20, 30 cents. And I have thousands of rands in my bank balance. We find, respected listeners, that at all times, in all the eras, man has based his success on material progress. I'll repeat this. Man has recognized his success, his goal, his prosperity on material progress. In the eyes of Allah, and as far as deen is concerned, whether he's progressing or not, immaterial, qata nazar, that we will look at afterwards. The topic that we are speaking here is that if there is material progress, then he is successful. Why? I will explain this in another verse of the Quran. وَإِذَا تُتْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُنَا بَيِّنَاتٍ قَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَيُّ الْفَرِيقَيْنِ خَيْرٌ مَقَامًا وَأَحْسَنُ نَدِيًّا وَكَمْ أَهْلَكْنَا قَبْلَهُمْ مِنْ قَرْنٍ هُمْ أَحْسَنُ أَثَاثًا وَرِئْيًّا. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to recite the verses of the Quran to Abu Jahl and company, then on one occasion they mentioned to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that look at your discourses. Who attends your gatherings, and look at who attends my gatherings.